This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Commission 5 of the Indonesian House of Representatives has expressed support for Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto's directive to Coordinating Minister for Community Empowerment Abdul Muhaimin Iskandar to audit the buildings of Islamic boarding schools or pesantrens across the country. Commission 5 member Syafiuddin said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the president earlier instructed Minister Iskandar to thoroughly inspect and audit Islamic boarding schools buildings across Indonesia following the recent fatal collapse of a building at a pesantren in Sidoarjo, East Java. The Russian ambassador to Indonesia, Sergei Turchynov, on Tuesday affirmed his country's commitment to strengthening the strategic partnership with Indonesia. In an interview with Indonesia Business Post broadcast via YouTube, VOI official, Ambassador Turchynov expressed high optimism for the future of bilateral relations between the countries, calling Indonesia an important partner and a respected global player. Furthermore, the ambassador specifically highlighted the closeness between the peoples of the two countries, which is an important pillar for the sustainability of bilateral relations. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Looking at hindsight, now wasn't right, but I was so wrong. Came on so strong, it all happened like magic. I'm intoxicated and I want more. Ooh, baby, you're the one I really want, I really need. I'm so strong, it all happened like magic. I'm intoxicated and I want more. Ooh, baby, you're the one I really want, I really need. 'Cause you're one day.
Right? Let me be the one to hold your hand in the middle of the night. What? Be the one to guide you, I'ma treat you right. Your girl don't stop, you make me fly so high. Yeah. Loving you is wrong, baby, I don't want your right side. Mamacita, you're my señorita. Every great king need a queen, so I need ya. No matter where you go, please take me with ya. Till the end of time, you're my only diva. One, two, three and two, the four. Do this one more time. Let's go.
Life is out there, and I know that I should be there. Yeah, I know, I know. Stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know, I know.
You could say I'm bragging, but I show I'm just a poser with no flow. I'm just a loser, but I'm pro.
So
shut up and go, 'cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Ooh, no, I don't.
No, I don't mind.
I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. No, I don't mind it. I know they be talking about my life, but I keep walking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I know.
Still stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know. I know. You could say I brag and put on a show.
You could say I brag and put on a show.
I'm just a poser with no flow.
I'm just a poser.
I'm just a loser, but I'll grow. Know that I hear ya. So shut up, shut up and go.
'Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
Listener, today in Music Quarter presents a song from Afghansyah Reza, or known as Afghan. Indonesian popular male singer Afghan has launched another English album after Wallflower released in 2021. The second English album, entitled Sonder, has the song Escape as the hit single. In the song Escape, Afghan has a duet with a singer and rapper from South Korea, Jesse. Escape itself is chosen as the main track because it represents Afghan's life, where he needs to escape for a moment from his routine after years of being in the public spotlight. Afghan chooses Jesse as his duet partner because of Jesse's unique voice and personality, which he feels suitable for the song Escape. The Making of Escape music video was done in Bali and featured a number of activities that depicted the theme of getting away from your daily routine. Listener, this is Afghan featuring Jesse with Escape.
I know you got your door halfway open, but tell me if you in, are you out? 'Cause we both know that time waits for no one, so why are we still hanging around? It feels so good when we're here with nobody, so let's not fight the mood. I don't need anybody, as long as I'm here with you. Oh, can we just escape? Let's go somewhere far away and spend the rest of our days. Oh, baby, can we just escape? We ain't got nowhere to be. Let's just get lost, you and me. Let's go, baby.
That was Afghan featuring Jesse on today's Music Corner with Escape, and hopefully Indonesia today is your beautiful escape to brighten up your day on this wonderful Wednesday, October day 8, 2025, with me, Rahma, in this afternoon session of Indonesia Today, as always available on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. We will provide you with various updates, information, programs, music, everything taking you closer to the archaeological country, Indonesia. And for the very first information in this session, we have from Sports World, precisely from Indonesia's shuttler, Muhammad Zaki Ubaidillah, who clinched the boys' singles title at a 2025 Asia Junior Championships, defeating China's 8th seed, Yang Ming Yu Liu. And this individual title offered a welcome consolation after Indonesia's earlier loss in the team event. Zaki himself viewed the victory as a key stepping stone toward Macau Open and aims to compete with confidence without slipping into complacency. Well, we still have more when we come back, so make sure you keep tuning in on voinews.id or RRI Digital.
You say you want me, and you got me. true, 'cause it is you through it all, we'll make it out. Baby, hold my hand, we'll make it out. No matter how hard, no matter how far we're apart, baby. Even when it's heavy and my heart is weary, nothing's gonna change me, 'cause
is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a rattan stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponent.
Voice of Indonesia.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025, is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation This is because we know that the government have a program for makan bergizi gratis, ya, or MBG. Mm. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
Sudahkah kau mati semua ini yang tak terungkap dengan sejumlah kata? Setulus hati sepenuh jiwa, dirimu satu mimpiku. Ku meraku dalam tatapanmu. Adakah arti di balik itu? Nama indah bagaikan surga bila kau selalu di sini.
Jalan
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Bicara telah buatku percaya bahwa cinta itu ada, pantas untuk dapatkannya. Namun kini telah berbeda, bukan orang yang sama. Ku besar hati mencoba puskan pilu yang ada.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sakit, peres gitu, bahasa Sundanya peres gitu.
Hurt, paling peres is Sundanese. Ya, I get bruised usually, but it will disappear overnight when I apply minyak kayu putih or eucalyptus oil. Minyak angin, warming oil, my lower tonsils was also hit.
Pernah juga yang kepukul urat pergelangan kakinya itu yang di bawah tuh.
That was statement of Aceng Hidayat, the owner of Ranca Gede Sundani Studio, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Majalengka Regency, West Java. He often gets hurt when showing his skill as the lover and conserver of Sampyong from Majalengka. At a glance, it sounds weird and even scary when someone cannot avoid when he is hit.
Itu bahaya itu, jadi jangan sampai berubah gitu. Kalau mau dipukul itu harus diam gitu.
So artinya, just stand still if you are going to be hit because it will be dangerous if tortoise nerve hurts.
Yang menghindar itu yang bahaya. Kalau mau dipukul itu
instead.
Harus diam gitu.
Stand still when hit makes no sense indeed. But it's the uniqueness and characteristics of Sampyong art from Majalengka Regency, West Java. It is a traditional art which is in the brink of extinction. Sampyong art has been performed and has evolved on Java land since Indonesia gained independence, as stated by Kiwing Almawi, 67 years old, the successor generation of Sampyong art from Majalengka, who is also a corn farmer in Simpuram Sub-District, Cigasong District, Majalengka Regency, West Java.
Nama Kiwing Almawi, asal dari Kelurahan Simpuram, Kecamatan Cigasong, Kabupaten Majalengka, umur 67.
My name is Kiwing Almawi from Simpuram Sub-District, Cigasong District, Majalengka Regency. I'm 67 years old. I've been engaged in Sampyong art since 60, so I passed this art to the next generation. There is also Nurpani, so Sampyong art came after Indonesia gained independence in about 1946. It used to be a folk art called Ujungan, which uses rattan bitter in that length of 60 cm with head cover called balakutak, made of layers of cloth to avoid hot heat. In about 60s, a research found the art dangerous, that it was modified into Sampyong, in which people hit and are hit for 3 times. All people said Sampyong came from Chinese descent. Maybe accidentally said some three pyong. So Sampyong is three beatings led by a referee called Malandang.
Bahayakan itu. Jadi di perubah lagi, di modifikasi itu. Jadi Sampyong itu memukul dan dipukul 3 kali. Sampyong itu kebetulan katanya, ini kata dari orang tua, ada dulunya itu ada yang melihat dari keturunan Cina itu. Mungkin dengan tidak sadar itu mengatakan Sam itu 3, Pyong itu pukulan. Jadi Sampyong itu 3 pukulan yang dipimpin oleh satu orang wasit yang disebut Malandang.
3 beatings. That's the essence of Sampyong art from Majalengka. It uses a piece of bamboo in the length of 60 cm with balakutak or head cover, and it is led by a referee called Malandang. The real art, which has existed before the colonial era, has evolved as time rolled by, as said by Asikin, Majalengka cultural observer and the owner of an art studio in Majalengka, to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, when we are looking for the existence of Sampyong art in Majalengka Regency, West Java Province. The origin of Sampyong art, Asikin said, comes from Kaolinan or Games of Xavier.
Sampyong itu awalnya merupakan kaulinan atau permainan anak-anak gembala.
Sampyong used to be kaulinan or games of shepherd in their shepherd place. If they have free time when cattle is in their field, they play with stick and hit their bodies. At that time, in about 13th century, it was a popular struggle because it was lovable that it developed in Majalengka, precisely in Cibodas. It was more than a hobby, but power struggle. They then make themselves strong to become beating resistance.
Bagian badan, bahkan sampai kepala. Saat itu, tepatnya abad 13-an lah, itu jadi satu ajang adu kekuatan yang populer sekali. Nah, kemudian karena permainan itu disukai, maka di satu wilayah di Majalengka, yaitu tepatnya di Cibodas, itu di Cibodas kemudian menjadi permainan yang merakyat, justru jadi berkembang menjadi hobi masyarakat di sana untuk bermain itu lebih daripada permainan biasa. Mereka menjadikan itu sebagai ajang adu kekuatan malah. Nah, ketika itu berkembang menjadi adu kekuatan, mereka pun kemudian berusaha untuk memperkuat diri sendiri, mempersakti diri untuk jadi tahan pukul.
Like Azikin said, Sampyong art evolution still continues from Kaulinan or Xavier games in Majalengka becomes hobby from power struggle to make themselves strong to become beating resistance. Azikin added, Kaulinan or Xavier changed when foreigners like Dutch and Chinese came to Java land.
Kemudian pada saat Belanda datang dan kemudian
when Dutch and Chinese people came, they also liked playing beating games, but they had their own regulation in the 1960s. First, not hitting head, vital part, and underside. Only 3-bit, so it means sampyong. Chinese people say sam is 3, pyong is bit. So no more battle after 3. In the long run, the regulation tends to be self-defense. And it's packed in one art style with accompaniment instruments, gendang pencak, tempul, gendang traditional drum, and trumpet, accompanying tepakan pencak, and padungdung, tepak dua, or two taps means paleretan, and it sounded during the performance.
Satu model kesenian dimasukkan alat di pengiring gendang pencak, tempul, kemudian gendang dan trompet, mengiringi dengan tepakan pencak. Baik padungdung, tepak dua atau apa gitu, biasanya paleredan yang itu bisa ditabuh sepanjang mereka bermain. Pada sampyong itu karena ada regulasi, kemudian
in sampyong there's a regulation, and at that time people still love sampyong. Usually it was included in festivals. The participants were in groups or individuals, so they did not come to represent a group or community,
karena mereka tidak datang atas nama kelompok atau komunitas manapun.
Listener Aceng Hidayat, sampyong art lover and preserver, made a similar statement that playing sampyong art from Majalengka is unique enough. It is not only attacking the opponent as powerful as possible, but also movement and dance to hit or to be hit should follow the rhythm of accompaniment music consisting of West Java traditional musical instruments like gendang pencak, tempul, and trompet.
Tapi yang bikin asiknya itu musiknya sebetulnya.
What makes it fun is the music. It lifts up spirit.
Bikin semangat, apalagi kan ditonton gitu.
Moreover, Aceng said, in some art festivals in Majalengka, malandan or referee can get confused to determine participants of sampyong art.
Kenyataannya kalau kita misalnya pentas,
if we hold performance, many people want to join.
Kalau pecinta
if sampyong lovers join, malandang
ikut
will get overwhelmed to choose participants.
Sekali gitu, malandangnya sampai kerepotan menentukan mana yang dipilih gitu istilahnya.
Listener, you can imagine a referee can be overwhelmed to determine who wants to get 3 heart beatings and how long the artist perform sampyong art.
Itu tergantung yang ngatur waktunya, itu kan malandang ya istilahnya.
It depends on how malandang or referee manage time. Sometimes after one beating, the player goes around while dancing to ease the pain. The player usually has 10 to 15 minutes.
Ya mungkin itu untuk istirahat apa supaya nggak terlalu sakit mungkin kakinya ataupun apa ya gitu. 10-15 satu ronde lah gitu istilahnya, satu ronde satu pemain itu biasanya dikasih kesempatan sekitar 10 atau 15 menit.
That's what makes sampyong art from Majalengka fun.
Regarding extinction, Majalengka Sampyong art, Aceng added that he would keep promoting Sampyong art from Majalengka.
Ada saya bahkan seringlah istilahnya di jejaring sosial.
I often see Sampyong art coverage in social networks like Facebook or Twitter. I also have written in my blog about documented Sampyong art performance, or I invite local journalists to make it more alive and more popular among young generation. That's the point.
Generasi muda gitu, intinya seperti itu.
Intensive approach to preserve Majalengka Sampyong art continues to be done, not only by Aceng, Asikin, or Mangkiwing Almawi, but also by Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, as told by Head of Majalengka Regency Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Surati, to RRI World Service when coming to the office.
Terima kasih berkaitan dengan seni Sampyong dan seni Gao.
Thank you for your concern about Sampyong art and Gaok art or other Majalengka arts. We always do promotion through media, both press and electronic media, besides taking part in arts festival, especially in Baru cities and West Java. Because two arts that you ask, namely Sampyong and Gaok, are traditional arts which are almost extinct. But we are optimistic that with all efforts we can even lift up extinct arts to West Java provincial level, like contemplating dance. Gaok and Sampyong need lifting up. We need to include them in contests and festival. We always try to preserve traditional arts and sports through festivals and media. We have many working partners in media to specially promote art and culture in Majalengka Regency.
Kalau khususnya seni Sampyong dan seni Gao, memang ini perlu kita angkat nanti ya, kita lombakan atau kita festivalkan ya. Berbagai upaya kesenian daerah, baik kesenian maupun olahraga tradisional yang berbau budaya, ini senantiasa kita upayakan melalui festival-festival dan juga media. Mitra kerja kami di media banyak sekali itu yang kontrak dengan kita khusus untuk mempromosikan seni budaya yang ada di Kabupaten Majalengka.
Majalengka Art Preservation Program has been done in a sustainable way, especially Sampyong art. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Wasman, said Sampyong art will continue to be preserved by giving a new package.
Sebenarnya untuk seni Sampyong tidak terlalu sulit ya untuk pelestariannya karena
Sampyong art is actually not hard to preserve because people in Majalengka have been familiar to Sampyong. So the art is always performed in every event. People call it ngadu jajatan. Power struggle means knowledge struggle to compete in the field. Sampyong art in Majalengka always goes with ship agility contest and pencak. Sampyong has been popular and familiar. It's all about more attractive package without removing balance image for fun.
Tandingkan di pekalangan gitu di Sampyong dan kesenian Sampyong di Majalengka ini selalu disatukan pegelarannya kalau di masyarakat. Selalu disatukan dengan ketangkasan domba atau dengan pagelaran kuda pencak, kalau orang Sumedang menyebutnya kuda renggong, kalau di sini kuda pencak, Pak ya, jadi ada bedanya. Sedikit orang Majalengka dan Sampyong ini sudah dikenal dan memasyarakat, barangkali tinggal hanya pengemasan supaya lebih menarik dan tidak menimbulkan image kekerasan dan sebagainya. Nah, itu hanya permainan saja.
Listener, Sampyong art from Majalengka, according to Wasman, has attracted foreign tourists to visit Majalengka and watch Sampyong art from the region.
Untuk Sampyong, sebenarnya wisatawan.
In fact, local and international tourists, including some private TV stations, have access towards Sampyong art performance. So we performed Sampyong art in Cideras Village, and it was covered by private TV stations and watched by foreign tourists. They actually want to see what Sampyong art is, and it's interesting enough. find it interesting because violence art can become entertainment in the form of beating each other with no revenge and hatred, but humor, louder, and so on.
Dan cukup menarik dengan pendapat seni kekerasan, tapi tidak melaksanakan kekerasan gitu, tapi hiburan ya, seni kekerasan tapi hiburan, yaitu hiburannya dengan saling pukul tetapi tidak ada dendam atau tidak ada benci, tapi dilaksanakan dengan penuh humor, ketawa, sorak-sorai dan sebagainya.
Furthermore, Wasman revealed that Sampyong art, which started from Sevier Games in Majalengka, now attracts foreign tourists to come to see Sampyong art attraction, typically from Majalengka.
Wisatawan asing yang pernah yang datang dari Amerika, kemudian dari Perancis, yang sering itu
the
dari
foreign tourists come from the US, French and Australia. Some came to do a research on Sampyong art. There are also from Pakistan and Europe, like England and Norway, but they do not come in entourage, but 2 to 3 people only. There are also Mexicans, Americans, and South Americans studying musical instruments called sadatana in Jatiwangi while doing research on arts, including Sampyong art.
Orang-orang Meksiko, Amerika, kemudian dari Amerika Latin yang belajar membuat alat musik dari tanah liat yang disebut sadatana di Jatiwangi Arts Factory. Di Jatiwangi sekalian mereka juga penelitian tentang seni-seni di Majalengka termasuk Sampyong dan Gap.
Wasman added that following the increasing number of foreign tourists to watch Sampyong art, Majalengka Regency Youth Sport Culture and Tourism Service will keep preserving art intensively.
Yang pertama mungkin memberikan kesempatan.
First, giving a chance to art studio to perform, both in the level of Regency or out of Majalengka Regency. In the anniversary of Majalengka, for instance, or historical days and statehood events like in Pendopo, Javanese traditional pavilion and services, anniversary of Kuningan Regency and Purwakarta Regency, and even at Indonesia Miniature Park, we have also performed Sampyong in Gauk at Monas, our national monument, in its anniversary. The farthest one could be in Batam for Gemah Nusantara event. We also participated in Porseni sports and arts competition in 8 regencies of border city in West Java and Central Java, art and culture event in West Java, Sampyong dance, SMK Putra Nusantara Majalengka, art vocational school, and we also provide art equipment like a set of gamelan traditional music for some art studios. A set of gendang pencak sam has been proposed to support Sampyong art.
Perbatasan karena rutin dilaksanakan event kesenian dan olahraga atau perseni. 8 kabupaten kota perbatasan Jawa Barat Jawa Tengah. Kemudian di tingkat Jawa Barat pada event-event Jawa Barat pada gelar seni budaya Jawa Barat yang baru-baru dilaksanakan. Kami juga menggelarkan tari Sampyong dari SMK Kesenian Putra Nusantara Majalengka. Kami juga memberikan bantuan alat kesenian ke beberapa sanggar, seperangkat gamelan untuk mendukung, juga yang sedang dinanti dan diusulkan itu seperangkat alat kendang pencak sama untuk mendukung seni Sampyong.
Indonesia is rich in folk stories from each region whose legend remains well maintained until now. No matter what Sampyong art from Majalengka is, as an Indonesian nation, we should be proud and preserve Indonesian art and culture. Sampyong art is still favorable until now, both among old and young generation, as well as among various groups of people in some regencies in West Java, particularly Majalengka Regency. As the sources said, Sampyong art from Majalengka, which is in the brink of extinction, can be preserved through innovation, without changing standard of Sampyong art totally.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me.
Listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu. The song was composed by Alfon Tajau. It is the name of an Iban Dayak girl. The lyrics tell the story of Bujang Lemambang Ayau and Dayang Sebalu who miss each other. Dayang Sebalu is waiting to be proposed, but unfortunately, the marriage cannot happen. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu by Marcellus and Yuni. Happy listening.
Lagi ditanti mau ngarap lagi. lama menanti tak putus asa.
Of Indonesia.